I've been talking to some people, you know, about how they used to lay the bodies out at home and so forth.
Well, that was before, but I do remember when families would request that the body be brought back to the house the night before the funeral, and they would have to wait at the house. They're sitting up and whatnot. But now they want to come to the funeral home and visit with friends for about 2 hours or whatever. Then they're going back home. They don't have any more problem.
And they don't stay up all night.
They don't stay up all night long. Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, they used to talk about taking the pennies off the dead man's eye. used to put pennies under the eyelids. I guess that
to hold a veil.
Right.
Oh goodness.
There have been a whole lot of changes in this world. A whole lot of changes. And I guess it could have been back during the time that you more than I think. We used to have a lot of neighborhood stores. And almost in the middle of every block, somebody would have a little 10x10 building, and they would sell soap, candy, few canned goods, and that kind of thing to the neighbors. And they made a pretty fair living out of it, too. We used to have those stores all over town, but they disappeared. And now I think we have one home-owned grocery store, and that is Camden Food Shop. Mr. Smith owns that store. But with Winn-Dixie, Food Lion, Bono, Piggly Wiggly, you just cannot compete.
That's right.
With those big places. And his store, it's a great big store, but he is the only one who is still trying to compete with the big chain stores. And he's doing a pretty good job, too. Because his vegetables are always the freshest. His meats are always the tenderest and the tastiest. And he has a very good clientele. Other places, like the big chain stores. See, if a piece of meat doesn't sell for 2 or 3 days, the manager isn't losing anything. He's gonna get his job, he's gonna get his pay. And the company is so big, it wouldn't realize that a few pounds of this, that, or the other did not sell. But with a private owned place, if you have a package of chicken legs that don't sell, you feel it. So you have to get what you feel you can sell and what you can keep fresh until it is sold. But they do a pretty good job down there. It's his store, you go to the end of the street, make a left turn, it's a big place. And they do a real good job. Now we don't have an A&P in town at all. The other bigger stores ran A&P out, I guess, or whatever. But long years ago, we had just a little neighborhood grocery store. Everybody had a garden.